This podcast is a ministry of Oriel Christian Assembly in Chicago, Illinois. For more information, please visit our website at www.orielchristianassembly.org.
Anyone needs to be dismissed to go down, but if you do, you can go down now. Amen. I believe everybody is down. All right, so we're going to begin our live stream. Amen. We want to welcome our friends on Facebook today as you join us for the message here at Oriel Christian Assembly. I'm Pastor Rich Garitano, and it's good to have you with us. Praise God. Today, I want you to turn with me to Matthew 28. Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20 is our opening text, and really will be our main text today. We're going to look at other scriptures, but this will be our main text for this message. Wednesday night we had a really good session. Nobody wanted to go home Wednesday. We were here till 9:30. People were sharing. People were really into what we're going to talk about today, which is a blessing for me as your pastor here to see that you're interested in the subject we're talking about. Today our title for you is Life-Giving Mission. Let me say that again. Life-Giving Mission. Amen. This is our last session that we are completing with life-giving relationships that we've been on for a few months, and it's been a tremendous series, and I've enjoyed teaching it, but I've just enjoyed being a part of it. I hope you have too, because we have really talked about important things every week. And this Wednesday will be the second half of this lesson, and we will conclude this series and go into new and better things, hopefully. Amen. So let's look at these verses. I really want to speak to your heart today about our church, about Oriel Christian Assembly, about what our vision and our mission is as it connects with the Lord here in Matthew 28. So let's read these verses, and then we're going to share a little bit about these verses and others. It says in Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20, I'm coming from the King James Version, but you can follow me with whatever version you have. It says, "Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen." Praise God. Can I get an amen from you? This, if you've been saved for any period of time, these couple verses we just read should not be at all new to you, but should be very fresh in your heart and in your mind. Because this is what we call, of course, the Great Commission. Okay? The Great Commission. And today we must look at this commission that we have been given by the Lord. Back in Jesus' day, this is what the Lord gave to His 12 disciples. This was their commission, right? Over 2,000 years ago, this is what Jesus told His 12 right after He was resurrected from the dead. And before He left, before He was translated, He said, "This is what you're to do." This was the job He gave His disciples. And today I want you to know that even though it was 2,000 years ago, nothing has changed. Can I get an amen? This is still the Great Commission for me and you. If you are a disciple of Jesus today, this is for you. Not just for pastors. Can I get an amen? It's for the church. Amen. For those who have begun to follow God and are part of God's kingdom, this is what He is calling us to do. I want to break this down real simple for you today, what we are to do. Okay? what our church needs to do. Amen. The first thing we see here, he says in verse 19, one small little word, he says, go. You can't get a smaller word too much more than that. Go. Amen. He says to his disciples, he says to me that we must do what? Sit in the pew? No, he says, go. Amen. He says to us that we need to begin by doing what? We need to go. How many know many times we pray, we invite people to come, we bring them sometimes, and that's all good. But sometimes we have to just do what? Go and get them. Can I get an amen? You're real quiet with me today. I hope by the end of this message you're fired up. I'm fired up studying this. Amen. Where to go? You say, well, where do we go? We got a lot of places we could go. How many know that? Starting right here in our community, we can go, right? But he tells them here, he says, I want you to go therefore and teach all nations. All nations today. This is a great commission. Do we realize it today? It's to what? Everyone. Praise God. Not just to the northwest side of Chicago. How many know that? Not just to Illinois. Amen. Not just to the United States of America. How many know that? It's to the world. The Great Commission. We're to what? Teach all nations. How many know that the gospel here is universal? It's for everybody. Can I get an amen? It doesn't matter what color you are today or what nationality you are. It's for all people today. It says that here to us. He says, I want you to go therefore because this is my commission to you. And I want you to go into what? All the world. In Mark 16, that's what he tells them. He says, I want you to go into all the world everywhere. Mark 16, 15, everywhere, and preach the gospel. Amen. Here it says, teach, but those go together. We must preach the gospel, and we must teach the gospel. I want to put more emphasis today on teaching the gospel, all right? Because people need to hear the message preached, but you know what? They need to understand the message of the gospel, and it has to be taught to them. How many know today the message of the gospel is simple? Can I get an amen? It's simple. Jesus loves you and me, and because He loves us, He died for us over 2,000 years ago, and He resurrected. How many know Jesus is alive and well today? He's not dead. A lot of people are worshiping gods and images today and statues. Those things are dead. But how many know today Jesus is alive? Amen. He's well today. Amen. He's in heaven today. He's interceding for me and you today, the Bible tells us. Amen. So Jesus tells us here, I want you to go into all the world. I want you to teach all nations, right? In Acts 1:8, it tells us that we're to be what? Witnesses. Amen. Wherever you go, your life, your testimony is a witness. Can I get an amen? When you go to work, you're a witness by what you say and what you do. How many know that today? You're a witness. Amen. Everywhere. He tells us here, we're to be witnesses where? In Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and the uttermost parts of the earth. You know what that means? Everywhere. Everywhere. It is the great commission that God has given to the church, not just Oriel Christian Assembly, not just you, not just me, anyone who is a part of the kingdom of God today. This is what? The great commission that we are to do. But we must be willing to do what? Go. Somebody say, go today. Right? It doesn't mean today that you're going to have to go to Somalia today. How many know today God has called certain individuals to go to Somalia, amen, and to evangelize that country, right? Or maybe Romania. Johnny can understand what I'm getting to here, right? Maybe some are called to go to Italy. We have missionaries in Italy, evangelists. God calls the fivefold, certain people, right? Those who are evangelists, missionaries, that's one thing. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about wherever you are, wherever you live, in your neighborhood, your neighbor, amen. The person across the street from you, how many know that's somebody you can witness to, amen. Right? You don't have to go far to find people today. When you go to work, as God opens doors, you can minister. You can share with them what does it mean to be a Christian, right? We have to be willing to go. See, it can't be Pastor Rich to go. How many know that? Even though I do go. I have a job that God allows me to go all over the city of Chicago. Amen. And I'm able to talk to people all the time, and I love to do that. And I'm willing to do that, but we all must have this unction to do what? Lord, I'm willing to go wherever you want me to go and be a witness for you, Lord. Because you said we need to reach people. Amen. We need to reach people. And we need to teach them. Can I get an amen? See, if you don't have knowledge, how are you going to put it into effect today? Right? People must be taught the Word of God. Amen? We must be taught. And most of the time it's here. But as we've talked about life groups, we can teach people in people's homes about the Lord. And they'll receive the truth. Amen? We have to be willing to go, right? Be willing to be used of God. You don't have to have a diploma to teach today. How many know that? It's good if you have a diploma. It's good if you go to Bible school. Some might say, well, I don't have time to go to Bible school. Well, you can take courses at home. That's how I did it while I was working and going to church. I received my credentials studying at home through the Assemblies of God. You can do that too. If you have a calling on your life to be a fivefold minister, that's different what I'm talking about, right? But here, you just need to know Jesus. Amen? You need to know the Lord. You need to be able to share your testimony with people today. Are we willing to do that? Praise God. Are we willing to go? That's step number one that we see here. What does He tell us here also that we're to do? Well, we're to go, number one. Number two, we are to what? Teach. Okay? We are to teach. And we're to preach. In Mark 16:15, it says we're to teach and preach the gospel again to every creature. Every creature, small and big, young and old. Amen? Every creature, every person in the human race has the ability to receive the gospel. Now, will they accept it? Will they take it? Probably not. Many people don't even want to hear the truth. But that's not our responsibility today as a Christian, as a born-again believer, right? The Great Commission is to share the gospel. It's on them if they receive it or not. How many know that? You just are the servant being used of God today. So number two, we're to teach. And normally that's not what you're going to do. You're going to share your testimony and maybe lead them to the Lord, and then you bring them here so they can be taught, unless you have a Bible study to teach them. How many are hearing me today? But they must be taught, just like we have been taught. Amen? We must be taught. It's a command here for me and you as a disciple of the Lord, right? But He doesn't stop there. He says, first go, then you must teach them, and then He says, you must baptize them. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. What does that mean? Water baptism. Right? People must be water baptized after they have believed in Christ. Amen. They've given their life to Christ. We are commanded here. We must what? Water baptize people. This year, we need to have a water baptismal. Can I get an amen? If you are here and you need to be water baptized, tell me today so we can plan for this year. Amen? Because it's important. This is part of what we're commissioned to do. Amen? To be baptized in water. Amen? But how many know there's even more than that too? Not only is it important to be water baptized in the back here, right? You can't see the water baptismal tank, but it's behind the screen. How many know that? Amen? We still got to work on it too. We don't want a leaky tank. It's holy. We need to fix the holes. We have a plan to do that, right, Frank? Amen. So it says here, we're to baptize in water, but how many know too that not only do they need to be water baptized, which it tells us that in Mark 16:16, but they also need to be Holy Spirit baptized. How many know how important that is today? Right? Yes, we must be water baptized. It's symbolic of our old life dying and being raised in newness of life, and now we're new in Christ, right? And we begin to walk this walk of faith. You know, that's what water baptism is about. But then we find out about being baptized in the Holy Spirit. Amen. That's so important. Again, in Acts 1:8 it talks about that. And also in Acts 1:5, I'm going to go there real quick with you, praise God, because this is important. In Acts 1:5, we read about John the Baptist. Amen. How many know he was the wild man who came on earth, right? Eating locust and honey, and he had, you know, crazy apparel, right? The way he dressed. He was not the norm, John the Baptist, but he was the evangelist of the day, and he came to do what? Baptize people in water. Right? God used John the Baptist. Why do you think we have churches named Baptist now? That's where it comes from, right? Amen. So here we see about him, but then the Lord tells us, you know what? This is what happened with him. But look at what Acts 1:5 says. For John truly baptized with water. But he says, but you shall be baptized with the Holy Ghost not many days hence. See, that was one part for us, that we need to be water baptized, but then we need to also be baptized in the Holy Spirit today. And that's so important today. I could take hours to talk to you about how important it is to be filled with the Holy Spirit, to speak in tongues and move in the gifts of the Spirit and the fruit of the Spirit. People get hung up on the tongues. That's just one thing of it all. But we need what? It says, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. How many know you need power today in your life? If you're going to be a witness, you need power. See, in yourself, in myself, we're weak. But man, if you're filled with the Holy Spirit today, you'll be a strong witness. You'll be able to go and preach and teach as God calls you to do it, right? Can't do it on your strength, though. You need to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Every day we need that. Praise God. So we see here the Great Commission. It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out today. How many know that? The gospel, again, the commission is simple, what needs to happen, but doing it is another story today. How many know that? You must be committed, right? You must be dedicated. You must be willing to sacrifice. We've been talking about sacrifice. Last week we talked about sacrifice and denial. Sometimes we have to sacrifice our time, right? We must deny ourselves of some things we want so we can serve others. How many know that? Sometimes the Lord's going to tell you to go somewhere and do something and you're not going to feel like doing it. Who's going to win, your flesh or the Lord? Amen? See, God wants to use us today, but we have to deal with that flesh every day, what our bodies and our minds want to do, but what is the Lord saying? Amen? This is so powerful here today. So, the question is now, we go, right? We teach them, we preach to them, they get saved, right? And then they get water baptized and hopefully Holy Spirit baptized. But it says here, then what are we to teach them? What do we teach new people as they come? Well, look at verse 20 in Matthew 28. It says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. What do we teach them? The Word of God. It's right here. This is the book. Amen. This is everything we need is right here. And He tells the disciples and He tells us today, Jesus, He says, I want you to teach them what I've commanded you. Amen. What we have learned, what we have been taught. Amen. How many know when you come out Wednesday night, it's a teaching night? If you're not coming, you're missing it. Because on Wednesdays, you're getting equipped so you can be used. But see, if we're allowing other things to take us away, Wednesday is such an important night. But why? Some of us don't come. We make other things more important. If you have to work, I understand, but there should be no other reason why you miss. Because Wednesday is a teaching night for you to be strengthened and to grow so you can be used of God. But you got to come. See, we fight the flesh. Some people, Wednesday, it's not that important. Yes, it is. Your mentality must change if you don't think it's important. Amen. So, what are we to teach them? It says here we're to teach them whatever the Lord has commanded us. So let me put it this way to you. We're to teach them to observe or obey the Word of God. Simple, right? Whatever the Word teaches us is what we need to teach others, right? We need to teach them to be obedient to the Word of God. Amen. To observe the Word of God, not observe what your friends are going to tell you out there. You're not going to observe and listen to what your co-workers might tell you at work. Because how many know they may have a different opinion about things today than the Word of God does, right? So we're to teach them the Word. Amen. We got the answers. They're all here. How we're to live, right? How do we to walk with our families? How do we gear up our families? What do we do with our families, right? Everything we need is in the Word of God. He tells us here as the disciples, teach the Word of God. Amen. It's okay to have other books to coincide with the Word of God as long as those books are based on the Word of God. Can I get an amen? Right? I don't want no philosophy from somebody or some kind of false doctrine. I don't need that. I need this. Who's hearing me today? This is life. God gives us life. The plan of how to live life is in the Word of God, right? So it's simple. We got to teach people how to observe and follow the Word of God. Amen. Simple. Praise God. I love this here. That as we do this, you know, God promises, He says, as you do what I've called you to do, I'm going to be with you always, even to the end of the world. What a promise today when you allow God to use you as a vessel, right? To go and minister to people, to bless people. God says, I'm with you. What else do we want? Amen. How many know I can't be with you all the time, right? But God can be with us. The Holy Spirit is with you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. He says, I'm going to be with you always, even to the end of the age. What a promise. So what's our excuse today that we're not reaching out enough if we're not? Right? What's stopping us from reaching people? How many know we do have some open seats here today? We have open seats, right? So it's our job as a unit to bring those people, right? We have to go out and reach those people. Amen. So important here today. And you say, well, what commandments do we need to teach people to do? Well, it's pretty simple. You know, we could say the Ten Commandments, which they're there for us. But how about just two? How about just two today? In Matthew 22, verses 37 to 39, you know this, amen. Jesus here was speaking, he says, and Jesus said unto him, thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. Today we got to teach people, you got to love God. Can I get an amen? You got to love Jesus with all you got. You got to love the Holy Spirit with everything you have today. That's number one. When you come to Christ, that's what it's about today. Can I get an amen? Right? And then he says, and the second, well, this is the first and great commandment. See? It's the greatest commandment. We have to what? Love God. Did you notice it didn't say love your family first? Even though you need to love your family, you need to love God first. Right? Love God first. Then he says in verse 39, and the second is like unto it, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. We have to teach people that we need to love one another like we love ourselves. Let me ask you today, do you love yourself? Not in a proud way, you know what I'm saying here, not in a wrong way, but God loves you, so you need to love yourself. God made you today. How many know that? Right? So you need to love yourself, but like you love yourself, you should what? Love others. What does that mean? What you do for you, you'd be willing to do for someone else. Amen? How many know today, even the Bible says to love your enemies? Hello. I think we need to work on the first part first, love our neighbor as ourselves, because then you got to get to another level to even what? Love your enemies today. Right? But we're called to do that. What do we teach them to do? What I just said can start with right here. We have to love God with all we have. And we have to love one another in the same way today. So what are we talking about here, church? The Great Commission. I like in our material that we're studying, there's a quote that says here, Jesus has called us to be disciples. Any disciples in the house today? Jesus has called us to be disciples who do what? Who make disciples. Amen? See, we are to make disciples. We've become disciples and we are to disciple others. Amen. Brother Frank has the Italian service. He disciples Italians. Amen. That's the ministry he has, right? It's a focused ministry, not that others can't come into that Bible study, that service, but it's for especially the Italian people, right? To minister to the Italians and to disciple them. Amen. And praise God, we've seen fruit come out of that ministry. Amen. And that's why we do that, right? Because we need to reach Italian people for Jesus today. Amen. Let me tell you a testimony. This is amazing. About a week ago or so, I come into my office on a Wednesday night, two Wednesday nights ago, and I got a message from a lady, and she says, I'm Italian, and my mother's Italian, and my mom's not doing good, and I wanted to find an Italian church that could minister to my mom. Her mom is in her 80s, and she's sick. And she says, I looked, and I found your church. And so she had called two or three times during the week. And of course, I'm not here during the week. I'm here on Wednesday night. So I finally got the message. So I called her Thursday then. And I said, I'm Pastor Rich. You left me a message. And she was so happy. And we began to talk. Okay. And she lives out by where I work. She's like in the Tinley Park, Frankfurt area. But her mom lives in Oak Lawn. And she said, my mom is really kind of sick. She can't get out because I wanted her to bring her mom here. But she said, I want you to know my mom's last name is Garitano. I said, wow. Filomena, that's her name. Filomena Garitano. And I said, you know what? I began to tell a little bit about me and my family. I said, you know, we're from Calabria. We're Calabrese, right? She says, so are we. Then it goes further. I mean, God is amazing what He does, right? He says, you know what? We're from San Lucido, this small town. So are we. I said, wow. I said, Lord, this is divine. How God works, right? She may be a cousin of mine. I don't know. And I wish I could, my mom could see her. But she asked if someone would come with me who could speak real good Italian. I said, I'll do my best, but I'm not great. I'll get by, but I'm going to go there and pray for her. Amen. Have fellowship with her. And anyone who can speak Italian is welcome to come with me to minister to her because she's too sick to come here. So see, God is going to give us opportunities to be a witness, right? To share even something this is amazing. What a connection, a divine connection, right? God wants to use us, right? So I'll let you know how that happens. Amen. So I want to get to the last part of this message now, okay? I don't know if I'll get through all this or not today. But I want to ask you today, what is your vision? Okay? What is your vision today for reaching others? All right? And let me ask you, is your vision our vision? Okay? Because it has to be together today. How many hear me? We have a vision here. We're about to look at it in a moment. We must have the same vision to reach others. Okay? In Proverbs 29:18 it says, people without a vision, what happens? They perish. They die. I want you to get the importance of this today is that if there's no vision, and we got one here, church, there's no plan. We talked about this Wednesday. We got a plan here, amen. Or there's no goal. We have goals here. Right? It says people will perish or they will die. People are counting on Oriel Christian Assembly to minister to them. You don't even know it today. People are counting on us. But let me ask again, what's your vision to reach Susie? What is your reason or your vision to reach Steve? Right? Do you have a vision? We must today. Vision in this verse in Proverbs talks about having a revelation of God. See, God will use us to bring revelation to people about who God is. And they need that today. People are counting on me and you today. No vision, no revelation. People will die spiritually and go to hell today. That's how important the Great Commission is. That's why Jesus told His disciples, go. Amen. He's telling us to do the same here today. So what's our vision at Oriel here? What's our vision at OCA? What's my vision? How many know when I came here, the Lord gave me a vision for our church. And I gave it to you right away. It's not only something we say, but it's in print. So you can see it. You got new calendars today. You can look at it right now if you need to, right? It's in print. The Lord gave me this vision back in 2006. I said, Lord, I need a vision for our church. Can I get an amen? Without looking at it, who knows what our vision is? You don't have to say it. Who knows it? You should know it inside and out in your heart today. The vision of the church, right? I'll make it real easy. I'm going to read it for you. It's on the top of the calendar. It says, our vision is to, there's a word missing, by the way. It's to teach. I think we read that today, didn't we? It's to teach and baptize all. Can I get an amen? It's to teach and baptize all. Well, I think we read that today in our text. Amen. We have to teach, right? You can put preach there also. And we need to baptize everyone who's willing to be baptized, right? We're to preach the gospel. To who? The lost. This is our vision here. Amen. For Oriel. We're to preach the gospel to the lost. There's more. How many know there's more? We're to heal the brokenhearted and set the captives free. I should have got an amen there. Am I the only one excited about the Great Commission today? Come on, church. This is what God has called us to do every day, wherever we go, right? This is our vision today. It's His vision, right? This is what, when Jesus came, this is what He did. This is what Jesus did. In Luke 4:18 and 19, I'm going to read it real fast. In Luke 4:18 and 19, it says, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because He hath anointed me to do what? Preach the gospel to the poor. That's what we have to do. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted. Amen. To preach deliverance to the captives and recovery of sight to the blind. To set at liberty them that are bruised. Amen. To preach the acceptable year of the Lord. This is what Jesus came to do. Amen. And now He's given us the commission, right? It's right there. It's called the Great Commission here, but I call it our vision for a reason, okay? Let me explain to you. Because see, for our vision to happen, we first must have a mission. The mission must happen first so that the vision can come to pass. Amen? And we have a mission here too. It's in your calendar. Amen? And it comes from Ephesians 4:11 and 12. I'll go there real quickly and then we're going to wrap up here this morning. How many are getting something out of this today? You're really quiet. What's our mission that's in our calendar? It says, we're to perfect and equip the saints for the work of the ministry to build up the body of Christ. In Ephesians 4:11 and 12, it says this, Jesus, He gave some what? Apostles and prophets and evangelists and pastors and teachers. God gave the church gifts. Amen. The fivefold, right? Why did He give us these gifts? They're people. How many know that today? So that for the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. That's our mission today. This is my job as your pastor to what? Equip you and perfect you so you can do what? Sit on a pew and watch me? No. So you can work in the ministry. You can be used of God in the ministry. When I go on vacation, the church continues to happen. How many know that? Because there's others who can preach and teach beside me. Amen. There's others who can pray for people, right? There's others who can do the things we do here when we have church, right? So for 11 and a half years, not only me, but my wife too, has been doing what? Equipping you and perfecting you so you can what? Go and reach the lost. Amen. So you can go and teach. Amen. So you can equip others. So as you have been discipled, you can disciple others. How many know you could have a Bible study at work? Sometimes they have Bible studies at work. Anybody ever been a part of that? They do. Amen. See, if we don't, the mission doesn't happen, the vision can't happen. See, and I believe the mission has been happening. You have been getting perfected and equipped. You can do it, but you got to say yes. I didn't hear no yeses. You have to say yes. I'm ready, Pastor. I'm ready to be used of God. You need to come talk to me, right? And we'll talk about that. But see, as you're equipped and as you're perfected, then you can do the vision. And the vision is to reach people, right? To teach and preach and witness, right? And heal, right? You can pray for people to be healed. You can pray for people to be set free. God can use you to what? Deliver people, not just me or my wife. And you have been used. But God is saying, it's time to step up. Amen. It's time to step up this year. Amen. It's time to go to a new level this year. Praise God. So see, this is what it's about today. Amen. You've come here to be discipled and empowered so that you can go and reach the lost with the good news. Amen. See, the pastor's job is really to train you and equip you and teach you so you can go get the sheep and bring them here. But some church concepts are, oh, the pastor has to teach and preach and go out and get them and do everything. No, it's not. The fivefold are to lead you. Praise God. And we work as a team. Amen. And yes, sometimes I'm out there doing what you're supposed to be doing too, because I know how important it is and I want to be in there. But see, we work as a team. This is the last thing and we're going to pray today. How important is this? How vital is this? Well, in Luke 14:23, we read about the servant there. His master told him, he says, you know what? I want you to go. And I want you to compel them to come in. How many remember that story? He says, I want you to go and compel them to come in so that what? My house will be full. I'm going to tell you that from my heart today. Until we see our church full. Somebody say full. We need to go and compel them to come here. Sally, you got to come with me to church. God is moving. God will answer your prayer. You want a message from God? You got to come with me to church. I'll pick you up, Sally. What time you want me there? You need an answer from God. You have to see, God has to use us to bring them in. See, many will not come unless you go get them and you bring them in. Right? Rita comes because Annalisa and Johnny reached out to her, I'm sure. I don't know the whole story, but she comes now. She's a part of our family, right? Others of you have reached out to people here today, and that's why they're here. See, you have to compel them in a good way to come in. Right? Ramel and Karama, you're going to compel your friends at school to come in. Your buddies. You're going to say, "You got it. Are you going to church?" No. Come here with me. Because God is in our church. It's not about Pastor Rich. You don't need to mention my name. You say, God is in our church. The Holy Spirit is working in our church. Our vision today. Our mission today. Is it this? Is it life-giving today? I believe it is. But it has to be even more. Praise God. We want our church full. We got to all work as a unit today. Amen. Everyone doing their part. Nobody doing more or less. Everybody does their part and we work as a team. Amen. Next week, the best two teams are going to the Super Bowl. Right? Because those two teams really performed well. They're the best. There's going to be a champion next week. One team is going to be the best. Amen. Because those people on those teams, they care. They gave everything they could to win those games, and now they're going to the Super Bowl. Amen. Well, how many know today we have a super God? His name is Jesus. Amen. We're in the Super Bowl of life, and God is looking to us to be part of that Super Bowl. Amen. Would you stand with me? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You play a little music for me, Ramel? Praise God. I want to pray with you today. I hope you were encouraged. This message has really stirred me, continues to stir me, especially as we've been studying this on our Wednesday nights. And we will again study Wednesday this lesson on life-giving mission. Please come and be a part of this. But I want you to look at yourself today as we close our eyes. I want you to look at yourself. Not at your brother or sister next to you. Not your spouse. Not your kids. You. Look at yourself. See where you are. Ask the Lord, where am I, Lord? Lord, am I in touch with the mission and the vision here at Oriel? Am I where I'm supposed to be, Lord? You ask the Lord that right now before I pray for you. Say, Lord, show me. Am I in the right position? Am I in the right ministry, Lord? Am I doing what I can when I leave the church? Am I going, Lord? If you're not, I'm going to pray today that God will give you the passion to do that. You must have a passion. You must have a love for God and for others. Jesus had great compassion for the lost. That's why He went after them and He reached them. So today I'm going to pray for us as a whole here at Oriel that as we are in a new year, God will give us a greater love and compassion for the lost, the dying, the hurting, those who are bound in addictions, those who just life is miserable, that we would be the hand of God, the foot of God, to help someone this year. This year, Lord, I pray right now, Lord, that I want to say thank you, Lord, for your word. Thank you, Lord, for the message today. Thank you for the Great Commission. Lord, you have faith in us to do this. If you didn't believe in us to do this, you wouldn't call us to do it, Lord. So I know we can do this, Lord, collectively as a team, as a church here, Lord, we can go and teach, Lord, and baptize, and save, and heal, and deliver, and set free, Lord. We must be available, Lord. Right now, I pray, Lord, you speak to each one of us here. Give us the passion, Lord, we need. Give us the compassion we need. Give us the love that we need, Lord, to go. Lord, not to make excuses, not to complain, but willingly, Lord, to be used of you to serve and to be a blessing to someone, Lord. Father, I pray this year, this will truly be a year of goodness that you said to us, Lord. That, Lord, we will see this place get filled with new people, Lord, in the name of Jesus. We call that forth right now. Lord, this house will increase with new souls and new families as we go and as we reach out, Lord. Anoint us, Lord. Strengthen us to do the work of the Lord, that it would not be too hard or too heavy, Lord. But, Lord, we would love to be vessels of honor today. Vessels, Lord, of gold for you, Lord. That we would go for the gold. Lord, as they go for the Super Bowl, we go for the gold for souls today, Lord. Bless our church. Empower us, Lord. Anoint us, God. Put us in the right position in the ministry, Lord, that we would be the most effective. Let the gifts you've given us come out, Lord. The fruit we have, Lord, let it be used for you today, Lord. We want to be fruitful like never before. This year, 2018, help us today, Lord, to fulfill your great commission, Lord. We ask this now in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen. Amen.